This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The Risk Management Agency has published federal crop insurance data for 2014. Todd Gleason has more on what the information shows.
The RMA data for most of the 2014 combo product insurance payments is published in the Agency Summary of Business Report. It's possible to use the data to calculate the loss performance of a product. You do that by dividing the losses by total premiums collected. Revenue protection, or RP, crop insurance is designed to have a ratio of 1. It's supposed, over time, to pay out as much as it takes in to the system, says University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke.
Some years you would expect higher than that, like 2012, we had higher than that, and some years lower than that. Last year for corn, we had 1.04, which means we paid out $1.04 for every dollar that was paid in. So about where you would expect it to be on a long run basis.
Of course, how those dollars are paid out or the distribution varies from year to year, usually by region. That certainly was the case for corn and the revenue protection product in 2014, says Schnittke. Not everybody received $1.04. A central and southern Illinois farms received very few payments. Illinois' loss ratio for corn was just 0.4. Most of the Illinois losses were in the northern tier of counties. The largest loss ratios happened in Iowa and Minnesota.
Yep, because Iowa and Minnesota had lower yields relative to what they, their guarantee yields were. And Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio had very low loss ratios because their yields were high in those areas. Again, we're looking at RP, which is revenue protection, so revenue is what matters, not yield alone.
Revenue is price times yield. Here's that calculation. The projected price for corn was $4.62, and the actual harvest time price was $3.49. If the corn yield was at or above the farm's guaranteed yield, no payments were made. If it was below it, then a payment was received. Iowa and Minnesota corn yields weren't that low, by the way, but the price of corn, it was that low. So the RP insurance paid to make up the revenue shortfall. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Although the bird flu virus has not yet been reported in Illinois, its presence in several Midwestern states is close enough to home to cause concern. University of Illinois Extension will host a one-hour conference call to address questions about avian influenza. Information will be shared on topics such as how to identify the virus, how to limit the risk to a flock, and what to do if birds are infected. Poultry producers, backyard chicken enthusiasts, and others who are interested in learning more about the virus are invited to join the live conference call, which will be Thursday, April 30th at 1 o'clock by calling 888-983-3631 with the passcode 863-33472. The poultry experts who will be on the call will be Dr. Ken Kokelbeck, Kyle Cecil of the University of Illinois Extension, and Andrew Lawrence of University of Illinois Extension. For those unable to join the call live, an audio archive will also be available at web.extension.edu/smallfarm. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. For rib lovers out there, Stars Primal Meats and the Macoupin County Fair will once again be hosting a rib cook-off contest. But it's not your typical contest. Ryan Starr goes into more detail on what's being called the Macoupin County Trifecta.
The Macoupin County Trifecta, it'll be held in conjunction with the barbecue competitions located in Verdon, Carmville, and Palmyra, Illinois. The overall winners or our grand champion will be determined based on the highest combined rib scores from all three competitions.
Last year was the first year Stars Primal Meats teamed up with the Macoupin County Fair to host a rib cook-off. Macoupin County Fair board member Brad Davis explains how the idea for an annual cook-off got started.
Ryan came to me last year with his rib cook-off ideas, and we decided that it'd be a great way to start off the Macoupin County Fair and a great way to promote the fine meats here, and had an excellent first year. It was a great turnout.
After a successful first year, Davis says they have decided to make some changes to encourage even more growth and participation in the event.
There are a few added events this year. Carl and Ryan put in the craft beer tasting event. We also added a motorized event. There's going to be a mud bog out in the infield during the day for entertainment. There's also some added kids attractions. We're having some fire trucks and police cars, tractors, semis, old and new, coming out for the event. And as well as that night in the beer tent, there's going to be the band X-Crush playing starting at 7 p.m.
Carl Starr says the success they've had so far with the cook-off event has been a pleasant surprise, and they're eager to see an even larger group of participants this year.
By all signs, yes. You know, when we started, we were going to be happy, actually, with 10 to 12 teams, and we had 34. So that was a huge boost for all of us, and it was a good event. We want to make it a family event, and that's why we've added in some of the other things for the kids. But regardless, there were a lot of kids out there anyway, and people really enjoyed the food afterwards. So that's what it's all about. It's about being a family event here in Carlinville, and we want to promote, obviously, the fair, our store, and just have a good time and a good day.
Although most participants are local, Starr says that there will be competitors from all over the state.
We had several from Carlinville, and then from Verdon, Springfield, Litchfield, which actually the winner came from Litchfield last year. I think we might have one or two from Hillsboro. I believe we have several teams this year coming from Chicago. So, you know, as far as we expand out, the better.
For those interested in competing in this year's cook-off, Ryan Starr says there are a few rules to keep in mind.
Well, you can either sign up as an individual or a team. We don't allow gas grills or propane grills. There will be three categories that the ribs will be judged on. It'll be appearance, taste, and texture. And for any other information, you can go to the website or the Facebook page.
Carl Starr says those who wish to compete but haven't signed up yet are still welcome to do so.
If they wish, they can come into the store and talk to either myself or my son Ryan. Or again, we can go on to the Facebook page or call into the store. And it's 217-854-7746.
Again, for more information on the Macoupin County Rib Cook-Off Trifecta, you can visit Stars Primal Meat's Facebook page. The cook-off competition will be at the Macoupin County Fair June 13th. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.